Morning, Ireland. It is 16 minutes to 8 and it's the week of political, or to 9, I beg your pardon. It's the week of political think-ins ahead of the Dáil's return next week. And with me now, the leader of the Social Democrats and TD for Cork South West, Holly Cairns, and you're very welcome. We heard from Labour Party leader Ivana Bacsik earlier. You're having a one-day think-in in Dublin today, the Social Democrats. So, I mean, obviously what every politician is thinking about is the local elections next year, a key test for your party, and you're the new leader. You've 21 councillors at the moment. How many more can you elect?
Who knows yet? If I knew that, I'd be straight down to the bookies. But we're really ambitious about the local elections and the general elections after that. And I think one of the things about being a new party is that we don't have lots of people coming up through kind of family dynasties and stuff like that. So it's a different ball game, recruiting and finding candidates. And
many of the parties have been saying, even for the locals, and we'll come on to the Europeans and the general in a moment, it's actually hard getting candidates. Are you finding that, or is it easier being a smaller, newer party?
I think we're getting lots of interest and we're really lucky and really happy about that. It's great to have people coming forward. But I think we've put a lot of work into reaching out to people. And I would say to your listeners now, often we feel like politics is for somebody else, it's for another person, and you might need a kind of special invitation or qualification to get
so
involved.
You're still open
and
to
I'm
candidates.
Saying, oh, absolutely. Okay. I'm saying, not at all. What we need is more broad experience. We need, you know, more representation in Irish politics. That's, you know, I think politics has really suffered from a lack of representation. And yeah, I'm calling out to people. Please get involved. We need you. Politics needs a change. And the more people we have involved, the better chance we have in the local elections. But we're very excited about the candidates that we've selected and we're still working on that.
OK, so do you plan to run in every constituency, and does that also apply to the Europeans?
That is the plan. So, yeah, we're still working away and, you know, every week, all the time, we get renewed interest. So it's really difficult at this point to say how many seats, how many constituencies. But my aim is to stand people in as many constituencies as possible, because I think we can all feel it on you. The tide is turning in Irish politics. And mm-hmm. I think, you know, I really felt before I went into politics unrepresented, and I wanted a kind of progressive change, a new style of politics in Ireland, a move away from short-termism. And I think when you offer Irish people that option at the ballot, they will take it. So I'm really ambitious to stand as many candidates for the Social Democrats as possible, because I think people are ready for a change. And now it's about the kind of change that we want.
And if I vote for the Social Democrats at the next election, if somebody is listening to you now and they say, OK, I'll give them a chance. But the question they may then ask, and what's your answer to it? What's my vote for? What kind of government do I get as a result of that? What's your preference? Because basically the two blocks would be Sinn Féin in coalition, possibly with yourselves or Fianna Fáil or others, or Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. And maybe they would be looking for a smaller party to bolster that up. So you could have a choice. So what's your preference? The Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil axis or the Sinn Féin?
My priority is implementing socially democratic policies, and I would say to voters,
so you're
vote
agnostic
for the policies that you want to see. We'll talk to all the parties, but our aim is, and look, the arithmetic of the candidates that are elected after the election will really dictate the lay of the land then. And I think, you know, politicians coming on the airways and saying, I will and I won't do that, we really don't know until we see those numbers, because the lay of the land really dictates it.
Okay.
And our key thing after the election is, we want to go into government, we want to implement our policies. So that is our aim. You know, things like staunch care, red line, housing issues, environment. But we will not go in for the sake of it. It will depend on the critical mass we have, the impact we can have on a government and what changes we can make. So it's key for us and our folks at the moment is to get those candidates and then
so
to get those seats.
So you're agnostic about
and to have
the political
impact.
Label. Your key focus would be the policies. So
100%.
What's your USP on policy? What makes the Social Democrats, for instance, different from the Labour Party? We heard from Ivana Bacsik earlier.
We're a young party, we're a new party, and we're determined to have a more equal Ireland. I think, first of all, the most important commodity in
you
Irish
could say
politics...
that, though, couldn't you, of a lot of political parties?
I think you have to practice what you preach. And I think the most important commodity, like I was saying, in Irish politics is trust. And a lot of parties don't have that. So our aim is to earn people's trust and to keep it by being really honest. And I think we've always seen this...
But isn't it easier to have that trust when you're new and you haven't been in government yet?
100%, I recognise that. But what I'm saying to people is what we see in politics, and I feel the pressure of it since I went into politics, we see this kind of contortion of personality and principle based on different issues to try and keep votes. And I've always felt that that's a real underestimation of the Irish public and the electorate, who would actually often rather hear what needs to be said than what politicians are saying to apparently keep their vote. This kind of short-termism is leading to drastic failures throughout Irish society. Everybody's feeling it. And what we've seen is this constant, even in the lead up to this budget, the main topic has been, we're talking about small tax cuts. And look, I think the days are gone now where people think, oh great, give me back a few euro of my own money and don't invest in public services. That wouldn't be our focus. What we want to do, and I think what people want to see, is that they get a return for their tax. I understand why in Ireland we have a reluctance to paying taxes, because what do you get back? We've seen constant erosion of our public services, be it health, education, proper, you know, enough social housing, all of those things. But if you pay your taxes and you get something back for it, that's when we see the rewards. And I think that means a lot more to people at this point than a few euro of their own money back in their pocket, as if to kind of buy their votes. We're sick of that now. This government don't seem to understand the gap that they have created.
Okay.
If you finish school in Ireland, you nearly now have to go and mind the gap. And I think sometimes when I'm speaking to people over the summer recess, sometimes it's good to get that perspective. You're out of the dole. It's like, what is going on here? Can't be the case that, you know, these people are evil in government. And I think it's actually an obliviousness. If you're
okay,
the,
and you've made great play of yourself as a young leader of a new party who's, you know, speaking for that generation and those concerns in many ways. The question many analysts are asking after the constituency boundaries being redrawn is whether you'll be able to keep your seat and whether you'll be back in the next thought.
My constituency is unchanged, so I suppose my chances haven't changed, but I think you can never be complacent. And, you know, I always think, you know, like I said, it's easy to change your personality and principle to get votes. I think the people of Cork Southwest want a new style of politics. I think that's why they elected me in the first place.
And will you be campaigning without posters again? Because again, that was a unique thing, wasn't it, the last
no,
election?
No, I did have posters in the last election. And I think, you know, there's an environmental kind of issue around posters, and I completely understand that. And so often in the doors, people say to me, the amount of corrugated board and it litters the place and all of those things. And like, I agree, it looks disgraceful. But the thing is, for new candidates, Sonia, it really helps them get their name out there. And then you can potentially, with new people in politics, take more climate action, because we've had 100 years of very little.
We'll be seeing those next
year. I
think
if we want to see a change, we need to find a way, an alternative, to make sure people can get their name out there without them before we could, you know, be rid of them.
A question on a story of the day, Drew Harris, the Garda Commissioner, that almost unanimous vote from the Garda rank and file. One of our contributors earlier saying he's lost the room, his position's untenable. Does he have to back down now on the roster issue in the face of that vote? Should we have? Is his position tenable, in your view?
It's hard to say. I mean, it's an unprecedented kind of crisis in the Gardaí to have 99% of people voting no confidence in the commissioner. But I think the roster issue is the issue of the day, and it feels like that's the kind of straw that has broken the camel's back. But safe to say that the issues within the Gardaí are kind of in existence long before this. And I think, you know, the roster is an issue now, but recruitment and retention is what it all comes back to.
But it's also more than that now, isn't it, after this vote? Because the policing authority has expressed confidence in the Garda Commissioner. On the other hand, the rank and file are almost unanimously saying they don't want him. So it's almost, you know, should we be in a position where somebody ends up not leading the Garda Síochána Conna because of a vote like that, or is that a bad precedent? Would you worry about that?
I think it's a real worry that there's no confidence, and I think I'd really urge both parties to get around a table and try and talk about this. But I think we've seen, like, constantly firm commitments from Fine Gael on we'll get more Gardaí, and, like, in reality, last year there was a target of 800 Gardaí, but only 126 were recruited. And this year the target for new recruits was initially 1,000, and that's reduced to 800. And I think rostering issues would be alleviated by recruitment and retention. Like, we all remember a time when the applications for Temple Moor were flooded. People wanted to join the Gardaí.
Okay.
And now they don't. So this issue is not just a rostering issue. It's been in the making for a long time. And I really think both parties need to get around the table. And the minister needs to focus on recruitment and retention and not saying, oh, well, nothing to see here. There's clearly a massive issue, an unprecedented one. And Gardaí do very important work.
All right.
We need to make sure it's resolved.
A final quick question. We'll be talking to Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, ahead of the Fine Gael think in tomorrow, as well as Sinn Féin party leader Mary Lou MacDonald. But just in terms of the timing of the next general election, either next autumn or spring 25. What do you want to see? What do you think it's going to be? What are you preparing for?
I'm so torn. In one way, I really feel like that, like over the summer talking to people, you know, saying that I think if you're on a TD or a minister at the Taoiseach's wage, there is no housing crisis, there is no healthcare crisis, there is no waiting list. You can pay for all of those things. And there's a whole other part of society who can't make ends meet.
So the timing
part
of the
election feels now. And then, of course, we're in the middle of getting all of our candidates. But look, the sooner the better. I think the time is up for this government. They can't seem to see the issues that are there. Fine Gael have been in government for almost all of my entire adult life. We need a change. Now's the time. Yes.
Holly Cairns, Social Democrat Party leader and TD for Cork South West. Thank you for talking to us. It is 7 minutes to 9.